The number of New Zealand AIDS cases has now risen to 117. One of those people is 40-year-old Tom McLean, a Scottish journalist who emigrated to New Zealand in 1973, who's probably best known as a tarot card reader at Wellington's Wakefield Market. Mr. McLean was diagnosed in 1985 as being infected with the AIDS virus and has been in and out of hospital many times since, is now being nursed at home by friends. But while battling life-threatening illnesses and discrimination, he's also written a book about his experiences called If I Should Die, which is being launched today by Health Minister Helen Clark.
I had been ill for about a year, but I hadn't had the test done.
Did you suspect that was what it was?
Yes, I did. And I made sure I didn't pass on the virus.
How difficult was it to go and have the test and then face the results?
Very, 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 very difficult. When just if there were a bad period in my life, I would have to nominate the time up to deciding whether to get the test done. And then the 2 weeks waiting for the results were absolutely dreadful.
How did you react when you first got the positive results?
Not the way I expected to at all. People say you go through a disbelief period. I didn't. I skipped that. I don't think I've ever not believed it. There was a feeling generally that, right, how much time have I got? Which is very difficult, was very difficult to say. And what can I do with that time? What do I want to do? And what don't I want to do?
How did other people react to hearing that you have AIDS?
Well, let's put them in a number of groups. My friends reacted just about the way I would have predicted they would have reacted. They were friends of mine, they had been friends of mine in many cases for a number of years, and they were extremely supportive. The only trouble was with next door neighbours at the time, not here, who had me round for Christmas dinner and things like that, and they reacted very badly. They made it absolutely plain that they didn't want me anywhere near the house.
Why do you think they reacted in that sort of a way?
Ignorance, literally, and an unwillingness to find out the facts. The main thing was I lost my business for a while. I used to do tarot card readings at the market, which I'd stopped at Wellington's Wakefield Market, which I'd stopped now because I'm not well enough, not because they've stopped me. But for a time, a very small group of stallholders organised a campaign to get rid of me.
Do you see a need for more education, more information?
Oh,
how
yes.
Do you think it should be tackled?
Well, I think people have got to be out in the open, talk frankly about sex and about death, which is not something that we do very easily. I think we've got to, an essential first step is the passing of anti-discrimination legislation. Because how is somebody going to come forward and get the test done if they believe they're going to be kicked out of their flat or they're going to be lose their job? There's much more incentive not to do that than there is to do it. Anyone can catch the virus. There's no doubt about that. The sad thing about AIDS is that it needn't be caught. Simple measures will prevent the disease from being transmitted. What's the point of carrying on with things like unsafe sex if it's liable to kill you?
AIDS sufferer Tom McLean, whose book If I Should Die is being launched today. He was talking to Anne Howarth.